Well, hello everybody at Audio Boom. This is Rick Wilkinson, aka Cribbage Icon. I haven't been on here for ages. I've been kind of busy. I just kind of fell out of it. I haven't got time to listen, spend a lot of time listening, so I haven't done any recording either. But I just thought I'd stop in here and let you know I'm still alive. It is the end, one more day left of the month of April, and I'm still down in Florida. Another 3 weeks, and then I'm go back to Minnesota. By then, well, it won't be quite as warm as it is up here, but it's going to be just about summer up there. The leaves should be on the trees by then, and it'll be almost time to plant flowers and gardens and so forth. We usually wait until Memorial Day, which is the last weekend, last Monday, I think, of the month of May these days. So, get back for that. But it's beautiful down here in Florida still. I was down to the beach the other day, and the Gulf water temperature, just the water temperature, is about 82 degrees, so pretty nice. Anyway, let's see here. What can I tell you? I've been busy. I'm the president of a chapter of the Florida Council of the Blind. And so that's kept me pretty busy since the 1st of January when I assumed office. And also, I am the president of our homeowners association in my neighborhood here. And as anybody that's ever dealt with a homeowners association knows, that is a thankless, unpaid job, which basically nobody else wants. And so yours truly gets roped into doing it, so. But anyway, it's a learning experience, should I say. And it gives you an opportunity also to meet a lot of the neighbors. We don't have a large association here. We've got 61 units, individual homes, actually. And there's always differences of opinion, of course, when you get a group of people. Different property interests and so forth. The street I live on is kind of like a horseshoe. And so you've got people on the inside, and their homes surround a small lake. I would call it a pond, but I call it a lake. And then there's people on the outside of the horseshoe, and that's where I am. I'm on the outside. And behind my house, I've got a wall that goes, a concrete wall that goes around our subdivision. So, yeah. The wall people and the lake people. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye. But this is a great, great neighborhood to live in down here. I've got all kinds of shops and grocery stores, restaurants, bars, of course, just within couple blocks from my house. So, I just came back from Panera, where I go just about every morning of the week. Early, I leave early, about 6 o'clock in the morning. Walk over there and have usually a bagel and a cup of tea, visit with friends. So, Yeah, it's pretty nice. Besides that, I've got 5 bus lines that go through here. And I can get to the beach in 10 minutes, and I can get to the large shopping centers 10 minutes, to the library in about 7 minutes. So. And I even got a bus that goes takes me all the way to the airport if I need to. And here comes a helicopter. Sounds like it's following the course of U.S. Highway 41, which is only about 2-3 blocks to my west. Travels north and south. Down here in Florida, it's known as the Tamiami Trail. It runs from Tampa to Miami. Well, I should say the portion of U.S. Highway 41 between Tampa and Miami is known as the Tamiami Trail. It ends in Miami in the south, but it begins all the way in Upper Michigan. If it's Marquette or Sault Ste. Marie, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's a major north-south U.S. highway. One of the blue highways. They call them blue highways because on road maps, U.S. highways were always marked in blue. So, yeah. Most people, though, that are traveling cross country take the interstate system, which is faster because it doesn't have stops in cities. But anyways, this is kind of a boring boring recording. I guess I don't have a whole lot to tell you. So just want to let you know I'm still alive. Okay. Y'all take care now.